Tired of hangovers stealing your precious time? Say bye-bye to regret and hello to prevention with Akalo wearable vitamin patches.
Made in the USA with pharmaceutical-grade materials, these patches are your secret weapon to stopping hangovers before they start. This is the first time they've run a promo like this.
For a limited time, first-time buyers get 50% off.
Don't lose another moment to a hangover.
Go to akalo.co and enter POOG50 to get yours today.
That's akalo.co, code POOG50. Cheers to a hangover-free life.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got to change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi, Jackie here, founder of ExoJackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, ExoJackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at ExoJackie.com. Made for women by women.
Hi, I'm Kate Berlant.
I'm Jacqueline Novak.
And this is Poog, an ongoing conversation about wellness between two obsessive friends.
Two untamable intellects.
This is our hobby.
This is our hell.
This is our naked desire for free products.
This is Poog.
Today's topics?
Loosely speaking.
Expunge.
Sarong.
Mid-buck.
Hello.
Hey. Hey, hey, hey.
I got 10 and a half hours of sleep.
Wow.
I just want to say the sleep mask that I have. Shit, what the fuck is it called?
Okay.
I actually want to know because I want them to
is
send
it
me
called,
14
like,
of them.
Bunksy box or something? Does that
Let me,
sound
it's
right?
right here. Let me grab it.
Okay, because I recently looked up sleep masks, like Bunky box or something. It's obviously not a box, but.
It's called Drowsy. It ain't cheap.
Okay.
It ain't cheap.
I mean,
cheap,
not
honey.
What I thought. Okay.
This is like a $70 or some shit sleep mask. Silk. It has changed my life. What?
Let me see it.
It's
holy shit.
So it's thick. It's silk. It feels great. It completely blocks out the light. It's light as a feather.
Truly blocks out the light.
Yes.
Despite
yes,
and how is it light as a feather and blocking out the light?
I don't
I
know.
Like
I don't
is
know.
The only thing.
I don't know. And the silk on the eyes, got to be good for the skin. When I tell you
well,
that I wake up like this morning, rolled up, sunlight blasting at 7 a.m., grabbed it, dead asleep till 11:30.
Damn.
Okay. I can't be without it now. I can't, I'll never
now,
be without
question.
It.
Question. This is a big question because in my search, my deep dive around masks, I don't really require one.
Now I'm addicted.
Sleep, although I do really enjoy it. And I got in the habit, I remember, of sleeping with an elbow over my arm. When
oh,
I was,
yeah,
like,
sure. I did that for
pure
years.
Darkness. the problem I was trying to solve was, I want one that's really good, that blocks out all light while sitting upright, but for meditation, okay? But doesn't weigh down the face. See
this could
saying?
Totally work for that. I think this
really?
Could totally work
you
for that.
You could be upright
yeah.
with that. Now, light as a feather, like it's filled with a light substance. This is obviously
it's
not
like
a
filled
bean bag.
With nothing. No, it's just like
silk.
How the
hell is it? Is it shaped in such a way that how is it not the area between the nose and the under eye? How is light not getting in?
I don't know how to tell you this. It's just not getting in. I don't understand.
Your face shape doesn't mold. I need to understand.
No. And I will be receiving a free one. I got one for my mom.
Use the word we, Kate, more often on these requests. Okay. Okay. We sometimes, by the way, you will not get posted on Poog anymore if boxes don't arrive at both homes. So, okay. So let's just say, folks out there, you pay to play.
You pay to play. Listen, this sleep mask is amazing and I have no trouble boosting them because it's really changed my life. And wait,
remember when you wanted to lift up Who?
Oh yeah.
The chocolate brand.
The chocolate brand. Now they're like at the airport.
I want to lift up Who.
Now they're everywhere.
And like they were already at the airport.
They're already huge. I know. So I wanted to walk you through because it's like 10 and a half hours of sleep. Woke up, did some journaling, walked to get coffee. Wow. It's not too cold out. Got an acai bowl.
Interesting.
I know.
Interesting choice.
I know you wouldn't allow that.
What the hell was in it? Seven bananas.
Actually, no, sweetheart, because I subbed half hell. Banana for frozen collie. So it was pretty fucking gross, actually. And I subbed that coconut neck there for stevia. And it was freaking nasty. And guess who's hungry? Me. They don't satiate. They simply don't satiate.
Yeah, because where's the
so
fat?
Then I just had some tuna salad with crackers.
And there was exactly a single piece of fat.
Well, I had almond butter.
All right.
But I just had some tuna. I had some tuna salad on Mary's Gone crackers.
Oh, I just dreamt mere hours ago that I was in a place and I said, I saw on the menu chicken salad. And then I glanced down to the left, saw chicken salad, like, you know, okay. And was like, oh, it's that, right. Okay, yeah. And then I was like, fuck, do I want it? She's like, you can do a scoop on top of some greens or grilled chicken on top of a salad. And I glanced over and I saw two tubs. One had like sliced grilled chicken. And I looked at the grilled chicken salad, or I looked at chicken salad and I was like, I could tell like, there were no guarantees of quality. Because you know what I do not like in a chicken salad?
What?
Anything chewy.
Cubed? I don't like cubed chicken. Well, shredded.
Shredded chicken is where it's at. I think you're absolutely right. That's elegance in chicken salad.
Shredded meats
cubed,
generally.
I'll tolerate, but not if I hit a gizzard or whatever the fuck. You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes I get a little sloppy. The chicken salad.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, yeah.
But chicken salad, tuna
salad. You get
the foot.
Yeah.
I don't know if, like, to me, it's just fish salad, white fish salad. I mean, obviously, there's a Jewish cultural thing there that, you know, I don't know if you've ever eaten white fish salad in public and felt the anti-Semitism like a cloud around you.
My dad, like, literally eats gefilte fish, like, asks for it.
My dad,
like, in the jar.
Also does, literally. Yeah. In the jar, sticks a fork into the gefilte,
yep,
and pops
yep,
too.
Yep. Same.
Every day. And he's not the one that was raised, you know, he's not the Jew.
My dad is the Jew. So and
he,
clearly,
he took it.
if you're requesting jars of that. Mm-hmm.
Wait, do you like gefilte?
They're like lining the pantry.
I won't lie. Me too. I love
Guess what? I don't think I've ever actually had it.
Wow.
Because I've always been so creeped out by it. Just there in the jar, it's just something about it.
It's one of the most overtly heinous objects.
But I could try it.
And yet you have to see, this is like, remember with a name like Smuckers, it's got to be good.
Yeah, that was a really good one.
Okay, of course, an ad campaign that I adore. You know, I love that shit, right? When they like own
worked,
up.
Worked,
worked.
Jif.
Okay.
I remember actually equating good motherhood with Jif. They did it. Moms
they
like
succeeded.
You choose Jif. It actually made me reconfigure my relationship to my mother. A peanut butter. And I remember even like holding
it
in my hand.
What about those milk does a body good? Okay.
Milk does a body good?
Those ads where they would show like this little boy like grown to like a hunk. It was like kind of shocking.
Oh yeah. It's like him like flexing.
Like they're like little boy drinks the milk and then he's like
has a huge cock bust through his pants instantly.
Yeah. I think he is.
Really
I think
weird.
He might literally be in shorts.
Yeah, probably.
So wait, take me back. The name like Smuckers. Oh, right. So it's like similarly with an appearance and a scent so hideous. This is what they should put on the box of the jar. Like, obviously I'm heinous and yet I'm still here on the shelf. Why? Because people are buying me. because guess what? I taste good. like, look at me. I'm hideous. Why the hell would I be here?
Yeah.
Unless I had some kind of merit.
Totally.
What else is disgusting and
so
like,
bad it's good.
Yeah. So bad it's good is Well, I kind of reckoned with that with a Melba toast when I was a child. You know, the first time I bit into it, shock, of course. This can't be right. You know, it's crack a tooth. So dry.
Yeah.
So dry that, you know, try to put three in your mouth and survive. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
Totally. Suck all moisture.
You'll choke on your own tongue. Like,
yeah.
But then I kind of grew like to just, I mean, and I say grew to, it probably happened by the fourth cracker. You know what I mean? But still, never forgot it. Kind of like, wait, there's something to
I'm craving those paleo crackers that we ate at Turks and Caicos in bed. And I'll see you there at our retreat. I'll see you there at our retreat. The future retreat. I'll see you at the future retreat. What?
Okay, there was a song I wrote back in the day. I mean, sorry. A little tune I came up with on a trip. And I wonder if I should share it now.
I mean, I think it's clear that you
must. I'll share it now and decide later if it can remain.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be bad in a way. I mean, you know what I mean, right? You'll understand in a second. If you haven't been... Okay, basically, you know sarongs?
Mm-hmm.
I was sort of taken with the concept of them.
My mom sort of like thrust the concept of sarongs on me early. I feel like she was like, yeah, and like put a sarong on. Like when I was like 14. Like, and then I think like, I had like, I took like two sarongs to camp. It was like bizarre. Yes,
that is so you. Like coming back like from, you know, Oslo or whatever. Like you're like the first girl at camp with a sarong down at the lake.
Well, I hadn't been to Oslo until I was, what, 23? But yeah, keep going.
Okay, when you tell that, like, you're like, I'm a half a Xanax or whatever, a half a Klonopin for my mother from trip to Oslo, I immediately pictured just like you at eight. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. No, I was in my early 20s.
Like one of those children with their swinging feet, and you're like, they're going to Europe? And the feet are swinging?
Yeah.
You ever see a child in first?
When you see kids swinging feet in first class, well, that's what's hard. And you see, like, elderly people bent over with luggage crawling to the back. It's like...
Crawling to the back. Oh. So, wait, take me back. So, oh yeah. If you haven't been to the beach in a long time, somebody better say it's sarong time. Come to Punta Cana. Punta Cana.
What's Punta Cana?
Hey. Okay, it's horrible. Okay, I came up with it. I sang it a lot. So the idea of like, I like, obviously I want to say a long time and sarong time.
That's smart. Okay. There's never sarong time for a sarong.
Exactly. It's never sarong time
for a sarong.
It's sarong. Yeah. It's never sarong time. Right. But then
Luke sarongs.
To force the lyric to have this kind of like somebody better say it's sarong time is like a problem. Like it doesn't work. And when things are off in a very particular way, they become like an earworm, like this of annoyance that I become addicted to.
I mean, songwriting is one of the great mysteries. So imagine.
See, I have the other thing. I'm like, I could do it.
Yeah. Good. I'm having some redness around the eyes today. It's a little concern.
Really? It's interesting. You
just
say
like
that.
A little
red and where?
Dry. Like my lids.
Okay. Yeah. Well, dryness has
it's not that strong
for weeks.
Have I been talking about a lot of dryness?
I mean, did you sleep with a canopy? Did you do anything?
Fuck. Well, by the way, interesting you say it. I've been sleeping with the canopy every night. Last night, was so tired, got into bed, saw that the canopy wasn't filled up, and was like, fuck it, I can't. So one night, no humidifier. Interesting. Also, I have located the Josh Rosenbrook hydrating accelerator spray. I burned right through it.
What?
I love it. And then I got some cheap one.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
No, it's like I wasn't worried about that for one moment. I wasn't worried it had been sent to you. But wait, I don't even... Accelerator spray? I know nothing.
My eye's twitching. That's what it's called. It's like a hydrating spray. Is it? Wait, let me look.
Oh, wow. I don't even know that name you said.
Yeah, Josh Rosenbrook. So they're small. Interesting. It's a natural, you know, skin. Anyway, I stopped into I think it was Credo Beauty.
Brick and mortar?
And I stopped into a brick and mortar.
Oh, here we go.
By the way, I asked, do you have every... No, it was Detox Beauty. And I said, do you have everyday oil? They go, no. I turn on my heel, I leave.
Yeah.
And then I go, oh, wait, they have that spray I want. Went back in. It ain't cheap, but honey, it's good.
Did you use your whole... Oh, no, you didn't travel
with it. I used the whole spray.
No, I mean, you used the whole everyday oil.
Oh, my everyday oil, yes. So, hard story here. Here's a hard story.
You may recall.
So, here's what happened.
Wait, do we have the same story?
No. Well, you're about to. So I know that you shattered your huge everyday oil.
Yes, okay, you remember.
So I have the huge everyday oil, and then I decant that into the micro
for travel,
the smaller one. It's in my shower because I've been gua shaing in the shower with it, which has really changed everything. Steam in there.
Okay, this is interesting.
Gua sha in the shower. Really, really cool.
I have an idea. Gua sha with a hole in it, and there's a loop. Gua sha on a rope. Because where's that thing sitting, I ask you, in your shower?
Well, I treat it with so much reverence because it's the Wilding one. I think they made a new
mine
design.
Mine shattered,
this
as
is the older one.
Dropped it, maybe on air.
It'd be easy to shatter. I think you drop it, you're fucked. So yeah, so the gua sha I've been careful with, but literally my hair, like my horse hair, wet mane, I turned my head and the force of my mane mm-hmm. knocked the everyday oil off, shattered into 4,000 pieces.
So there it is. We both
shattered the everyday oil.
You know what? You know, maybe they need to come out with
metal,
silicone.
How about metal?
No, like the silicone thing, like a silicone cage protects it in case of fall. Okay, there's one, two. Okay, it's really interesting that this has come up because this has been a theme for me all week. Are you ready?
Uh huh.
So when the listeners listen to this, I will be on the road. Okay, right now this is pre, and so I'm still talking about packing. Right now. I did a reorganization of my shelf next to my chair where I sit with my skincare. Okay, I'm trying to finish up products. Yeah, I'm trying to finish up the because you know I do it in front of the television, right? That's my whole thing.
Yes.
Okay, it's not getting done otherwise. I don't like standing in front of the thing. I have a small bathroom. I have a pedestal fucking sink.
Yeah.
You know what that means?
Yeah, it's tough.
Not a single flat surface. The molded porcelain that's meant for soap, right? That they decided on in 1940. That nothing can stand on.
That just collects water, bacteria, and hell.
Yeah. Okay. And then the edges, it's wild. So my toothbrush in this little electric charger falls daily. Okay.
By the way, we've talked about this, right? Things falling on the counter.
Okay. This is what I was about to bring up.
When they start knocking, it is so
upsetting. This is the theme of the week.
Okay.
Okay. Is this, are you ready? So I came up with a solution. I came up with an idea. No one will have the courage to do it. Okay.
Imagine a Velcro on the bottom of each product so that they won't knock.
Oh, well, yes. And first of all, some people have got... Okay. I've worked with Velcro in the past in my home. Okay, for storage things.
Sure.
Okay. Magnetic is another. Magnetic helps. Because think, single metal tray, magnet on the bottom of every bottle. It's not... If you slam your arm across it, if you stiff arm, you know, sure, it's going to go. Okay. But it helps, right?
Yeah.
So today I'm going to count how many times. So I'm organizing my products on my shelf just loosely, just like a common woman, okay? Just going, put the moisturizers next to the moisturizers, whatever.
Yeah.
And I've got two spinning acrylic things I got and they knock into my Dennis Gross peel pads, okay? And that stutters the whole thing. Everything is just vertical and falling. And I go, what this verticality of these thin bottles, how is this? Well, you know my water bottle concept.
What?
It's for like, okay, the water bottle knocking over in yoga class.
And creating chaos.
Okay, like the thin, tall. Why the hell is the water bottle thin and tall? Okay.
Oh, right. It should be wide and rectangular, you're saying?
It should be like 2 inches tall. Okay. Okay. It should, first of all, have a square edge.
So smart.
You lay it on its fucking side. Square edge doesn't go rolling towards Tommy next to you, okay, and under his foot. And then the indignity of the lack of grounding balance in the context of a yoga class. Okay, for this thing, teeter and then ding, ding, dong, okay, and then metal, you're stainless, knocking and rolling.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, I'm going to count how many times bottles fall during the day for me. Okay, because I think yesterday was 23. I mean, it was, so here's where it's happening. It's happening in the shower. Again, I don't really have anything in there to store. I have a shelf next to a rolling caddy next to the shower that I use.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Okay, that one I'm actually quite proud of. To try to get everything off the bath so it's easier to clean.
Yeah.
Bottles are knocking. They're going everywhere. Okay, it's a disaster. So then I was thinking, and part of the problem is that you are penalized, okay, for using your product. You know why? The bottle gets lighter and lighter as you go.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're 75% through a product. That thing's flying.
Yeah.
That thing's flying with a tap of a finger. And so I was imagining a product that as you go has a little this is totally elaborate and will never work, okay? It's a bad idea, but I enjoy sort of bad invention ideas too. So I'm just going to say it and then we'll go to where I really landed. But it's like imagining that it fills with water. Okay, the part that's no longer. Okay, whatever. That's a bad idea. But at very least, little concrete little bases. It's just sort of squeeze onto a bottle like a horseshoe.
To stabilize.
Okay, and then it comes in different sizes. You stick a bottle in there and it gives it some weight on the counter.
I mean, I've had bottles like, you know, pins, bowling pins. They go.
Yeah.
And it's because my home sink in LA, the sink itself is quite small. And I just have limited space up there. And washing my face, my elbow knocks one thing. Next thing you know, all bottles are down.
Next thing you know, strike.
It is enough to... It creates so much rage. I was even thinking, because I want to launch the Poog Spring Cleaning Initiative. Right. Going live. We've never discussed this before. I'm making it. Because
you mentioned it.
Because I am committed to, when I go back to LA, I want to shed like 40% of everything in my home gone. Just gone. Get it the fuck out.
Yes.
Okay. And then I was like, is it time to get some help? Do I get some kind of organizer in there to help me?
You sent me a thing about a... You know, I just, about professional organization, it is like...
I don't know if I can do it emotionally, have someone in there looking at my stuff.
Well, that's the whole thing.
Holding it up, going, yeah, there's a story there.
I will not be led through the... We do three piles, you know. One, you see if in 60... I will not be led through this, like, sort of, like, low-grade psychological, like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, this thing where they're, like, whatever. Like, I just... It's too psychologically deep, the issues at hand,
mm-hmm.
to be thrown in the hands of someone that doesn't have a psychology degree.
Okay?
I will not.
Yeah.
So it's either, I've thought at times like, okay, what about someone that just fucking comes in and figures it out? Like, without you. Okay, that's a service I'd pay for.
Leaving you, come back.
Figured out throughout you.
Wouldn't it be a thrill to almost leave, come back? What's gone is gone. You're never going to see it again. Too bad. Here's what you should do. I think there should be a thing
I know what you're going to say. It's genius.
I don't think you do know. I don't think what I'm saying, it's not good.
All right. Then I guess what I've come up with is
genius. I was
going to
say,
right,
you have a little, sticker book with a red thing. You put that on the stuff that you're like, don't get rid of this.
Absolute. Do not touch.
Yeah. Or like.
Everything else.
Or you can say like, hey, any notebook, obviously don't touch it.
Right.
Or any like.
Well, that's the fear.
You know, but like,
yeah.
Someone coming in and going, we're deciding for you. You sit down with them. You have a psychological intake where you go, what's going on in your life?
Right.
What are you trying to shed? Da, 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 da. What's right. important to you? What are you trying to? And they go through and they get it the fuck out.
Okay. I have an idea.
You show up to a new house.
It's that idea. Okay.
What did you think I was going to say?
A couple things. This is a fantasy. Well, I thought you were recognizing like, and you were, the fear of, well, there's got to be some stuff that you can say can't go. And that's where you came up with your sticker concept,
okay? Yeah.
which I applaud. I was thinking in order to give someone in order to hook people, okay? Because people are afraid. In order to give them the comfort they need, okay? Here's what it is. Yeah, I have a few tiers for the service.
Okay,
the first one. Okay, the first is this concept, okay? Psychological intake, whatever, or even not. You can have the fuck it version. Yeah. Okay. You send them in. You know, they're not assholes. They're not gonna dump the journals, right? Okay. We have to trust they're not insane.
Yeah, like
children.
We disposed of photographs. Yeah.
Yeah. So they take everything out that needs to go, in their opinion. Now, don't panic when I say what I'm about to say. They take it to a storage facility. Okay, hold on. I'm not suggesting storage for life.
Okay.
I'm suggesting you live your life.
You see what you miss.
You go, if you really are like,
where's my,
wait, what the fuck?
That. Yeah.
Yeah. And I need that. And I really need that. Okay. Then you have to see, there's a few tiers. One, pay to retrieve. Okay. Okay. So it better be worth it to you. You better want to pay again for that thing to bring it back. Okay. But whatever. So, if you don't know it's gone, you don't know it's gone. And then there's they get rid of it. They donate, they sell, they do as they please. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, after whatever time period. Actually, it'd be nice if people would like it, if they could like choose where their thing goes to. You know what I mean? In terms of like donation and whatever. But these are, you know, additional ideas.
Yeah.
But they take it away and you live and you give them full trust, but then yeah, if something is fucked up, like really fucked up, you have a little grace period.
Right.
You know, delete versus expunge.
Absolutely. No, I think
is that not the dream? See, I also, you know, when people are like, okay, like when people are like, I'm like, send me the writing or something, you know, like I'm like, send me what you have, that kind of thing, like whatever, writing or something, a project or whatever, like send me what you have. And they're like, you'll never.
Oh, people say, send me what you
you'll
have.
Never, like someone says, I say that to someone, say, someone like, they always think that like, you'll never be able to decipher like the ramblings, you know, and the notes and the redundancies. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I literally will.
Right, right.
Okay, I'm like, I can manage. Like, I can decipher. I just can. Hmm. And so it's like, they always think it's going to be indecipherable. And it's like, it's not. And I feel like that would be the same for the organizer. Like,
right, right.
Like, you're not the only person with random notes. Like, and yeah, I'll be able to tell if these are, these go in your creative folder or these are like tax documents. You know what I mean?
Oh, my office is getting an overhaul. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to be ruthless.
Oh my God.
But I need help. I can't do it alone. You need a witness.
Well, I could take you through the GTD, getting things done protocol, as I'm a literal expert. It's in my bones. Not that I apply it. I mean, I apply it in certain basic ways, of course, but I could take you through, like, and because I'm, you know,
home
sick,
organization?
Well, sort of. Not exactly home organization, but the purge, okay? The office piece, I could really apply the GTD to you. So here's what happens. You go in, or I go in. We go through every single thing. Okay, everything. Nothing remains. Like, you have an inbox, okay? But the inbox in the case of your office might be the fucking room. Everything is getting gone through, right? Yeah. Every single thing. So what do you do when you go through shit, right? In the GTD model, okay? It might be reference, like an item of reference, okay?
What do you mean item?
A book.
Oh, okay.
A book is reference. Now you have to decide if you actually do require that as a reference item or something on a piece of paper, like I'll have kept something, some form of reference, and I go, I could Google this anytime. Mm-hmm. I don't need this to be a piece of paper in my life, right? Okay, so reference is one piece, okay? And there's a lot of slimming down to do there, stuff you probably don't need on paper, whatever. People save their tax thing from years past. You're supposed to save them for 7 years, whatever. That, okay, that could be a, you know, reference, right? And we'll organize that, and I'll talk about how we do that later.
Okay.
Actionable items. Okay, so something that has an action attached to it.
I'm slipping. You can feel me slipping.
Oh, wow.
Even this is a roll on me. I'm getting like, I'm imagining my filing cabinet.
All right.
Do you believe in spending money? Here's the thing. My filing cabinet is,
are you
is a staple.
On the filing cabinet itself?
Yeah, I mean the actual object. Because I have like the shit. Like
you
20,
mean, do you need a pop-in?
Do you need like a sexy one that has a smooth drawer? I have like the staples, like cheapest, like, you know, $25,
yeah.
$30.
Yeah, the
one metal,
that's
tin,
the same color
rattling.
As an IBM.
Exactly.
That color. I've gone down the path at times. Of,
what are you paying for?
Well, if an object's beauty, if an object's
sorry,
beauty,
dreams are coming in.
Yeah, influences your use of it,
sorry,
then it's
just
worth
got a
it.
Dream flashback.
I went through a period of, okay, I'm getting this, I forget the brand, it's called McDowell's or something, or it's like this old kind of industrial, like metal, like shelving and filing cabinets. And then people restore them and they're like shiny metal and bright colors. I went through this period of like that you can take metal to a car, to an auto body shop.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't do it.
I've
okay?
heard about that. And,
they'll
paint it for you.
They'll paint it the way you paint a car. So it's
so
like
cool.
The smoothest, glassiest.
Amazing.
Now, if it's easy to use, if you hate hauling open your thing because it squeaks then and you're not going to use it, then I'd argue, yeah, having a nice one.
I don't need the fancy.
And then there's also the rewarding yourself
the
for having
one.
Done the organization. But if you have, I say, if it is functional, you will find yourself happy.
Okay, great.
If it's not squeaking.
Yeah, I'm not spending too. That's the thing. I was like, oh, yeah. You want me to spend $200 on a free-floating little thing?
Oh.
I mean, that's obscene.
The pop-in?
Yeah, it's like.
The pop-in is like. Mocking me from at the Container Store for the last 17 years, like paying for the color.
You and I should go to Container Store.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Well, I'm interested in a trash receptacle, as you know. I don't have any float except
for
in my
desk.
Yeah, or in different rooms. Like, remember I like added one under the table where I've been working at, like changed my life 2 weeks ago.
Right.
I don't have to get up every time I have like a piece of trash.
By the way, last time when I was in my office, when I was writing my show, my current show, I became fixated on a bulletin board. I was like, the bulletin board is going to be the way that I write this show. I'm going to put images. I can't write this show unless I have a bulletin board. Like, I was like, so I lost like 3 hours, of course. I
cannot tell you how much I understand.
Yeah, I was like, okay. And then my big idea, here's my big invention. I was like, I want a circular bulletin board.
You didn't want the square.
So I went online and I designed.
Yeah.
Designed is a strong word, but a circle. Mm-hmm. I measured and I was like, I'm going to have the circular bulletin board on my wall in my office. It's going to be incredible. I talked to a person. I talked to a man in Orange County about this. By the way, one of the most sublime customer service experiences I've ever had.
Oh,
and I was
God,
like,
yeah.
Oh yeah, you know, you can go on Amazon. You can get a bulletin board that was made in, you know, in a warlike environment where people are dying and being brutalized. And or you can call a guy in Orange County and he goes, hello.
Oh my God.
And it's him right there. He knows everything anyone could ever know about bulletin boards.
Knows everything.
And you give him the money and then he goes and buys gas to fill up his car to live his life.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I thought you were like, and he goes and buys it on Amazon. No, but he has the material.
And it came like mere days later. It was unbelievable, the circle.
I'm scared you didn't go big enough. How big?
So I'm bad at this.
Oh, right.
Okay. No, it can't be that big. It's like, I don't fucking know. It's like as long as my leg. It's like as long as my legs. No.
Only the leg?
My leg without foot fully pointed.
What a Vitruvian man.
It's like,
wait, your leg without what?
Okay, imagine my leg without my, not top of, imagine my leg with my toes pointed. Not that. Toe flat. Hip to ankle.
Oh, I didn't consider the foot. Yeah, I didn't consider the foot part of the leg.
Oh.
I considered heel on the floor up to the divot of the hip bone.
I think it's hip to the ankle. However big that is. It's probably not that big. It's probably not that big.
What is a hip? Is one of the biggest.
Where does the hip start?
Things people don't agree on. Where is the hip? We're talking pelvic bone, you know what I mean? Are we talking the curve, which is likely the flesh, not the bone?
Oh God, I don't know.
What? What's wrong? It wasn't about the hip. He said, uh-oh. It certainly wasn't about the hip. What happened?
This was funny.
What happened?
I don't know. Nothing. Truly nothing.
I mean, is it a ghost pass through? I mean.
I heard myself say it. I don't know what it was about.
Anyway.
It was a vocalization. I don't know what it was of or for.
Yeah, but of a complete energetic shift as if what I said about the hip.
The bulletin board. I had a flash of my office and that I left it it's so packed when I go back. I mean, it's just like brimming. So I'm going to have to go back there, but I was trying to say the bulletin board, I got it. I designed it. I purchased it, whatever.
Installation.
I wrote the show without it. You know, I didn't actually use it, but that's all going to change. I'm going to get it installed when I go back and yeah.
You know what I like the idea of? The person that is your handyman, okay? The old-fashioned notion of the handyman, okay, that comes by at intervals and does all of the stuff.
Amazing.
Okay? And you trust him and he knows that your walls are a layer of plaster over a layer of thing and he brings the right drill and the whole thing. But yeah, me, like the moment I really get down to work, right, is the moment that Like I actually do know I'm really close to really getting down to work when I begin a construction project that's seemingly related to the work but isn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, oh, you're really avoiding the work. And it's like, no, I'm actually closer than I was because I got this close to it that I went to Home Depot in fear.
Right, like, right, right. Interesting.
Like the bigger, the dying screams.
Yeah, the final fight.
Screams. But yeah, like I do though think ritual, how dare I call it ritual in order to whatever, but purchasing the round bulletin board and like
it brought me closer
does something.
No, I think so. And I'm excited when I go back. I'm excited for it. I really am. I remember reading how Nancy Myers, you know, has her bulletin board that she had made that's floor to ceiling. It's like a whole wall.
Trying to get bigger and bigger whiteboards and cork boards has been a 15 to 20 year journey for me because they're so laughably expensive. And so right now, as you'll see, I'm shocked there was no reaction. Okay.
No, I've seen it. That's
one,
why I didn't
two,
react.
Three, four, five, six. I have six cork boards hanging on a wall. And I continue to want the studio artist experience. Okay. That I picture. I want to be sitting on a stool upright, staring at the work.
Yeah.
Large, not small, not yeah. a tiny, you know, heinous screen.
Not digital.
Want to know one of my favorite sounds? Here it is.
That's the sound I hear when I'm learning a new language with Babbel.
And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching.
So you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world.
Babbel is convenient. Kate and I talk about it all the time.
Love the way Babbel helps you for those quick real-world interactions.
Like how to order food or ask for directions. How to have a decent conversation with a merchant.
And who doesn't want to go on vacation and know the language?
Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners.
Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/poog. Get 60% off at babbel.com/poog.
Spelled babbel.com/poog. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Tired of hangovers stealing your precious time? Say bye-bye to regret and hello to prevention with Akalo wearable vitamin patches.
Made in the USA with pharmaceutical-grade materials, these patches are your secret weapon to stopping hangovers before they start. This is the first time they've run a promo like this.
For a limited time, first-time buyers get 50% off.
Don't lose another moment to a hangover.
Go to akalo.co and enter POOG50 to get yours today.
That's akalo.co, code POOG50. Cheers to a hangover-free life.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I had a sheet mask. Let me look up. I had a really good experience with a sheet mask.
Oh, so interesting. Look, I've brought two today and yesterday that I grabbed with the intention to do them. Oh, wait, this is a body.
Look at my jaw right now.
With the intention to do them. This is Patchology.
I got a sheet mask.
Here it comes.
Zitstica? Huh?
Oh, right. We've talked about Zitstica.
But they have a sheet mask. They have a sheet mask.
Yeah.
That I got to say.
For acne or for?
Yeah. It's supposed to like soothe breakouts and whatever the fuck. But I did it. I saw a difference the next day. I got to tell you. I'm looking here. For a second, I was terrified. I thought it was $36 for one. It's $36 for four. You do the math. I can't. But I will be repurchasing.
$8, right?
Seems expensive.
So, well, it is. But actually, again.
Jack has a sheet mask on now.
So yesterday I was going through products because sheet masks are shockingly expensive, right? You go single use. What's going on here?
Yeah.
So like, you know, if you get a facial and they're like, you can add like whatever like treatment.
Oh.
And then you're like $60 for a single application of a product one time.
Yeah.
When we know it doesn't do anything unless you've used it for 12 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, God.
They're like, today we applied your serum for you. It's like, how about I buy the bottle and head home with it? Right. So like,
yeah.
And then with the sheet masks, I'm like, okay, this is too much. Right. But there is kind of a shocking amount of product sometimes in them. Now, you are kind of being forced to use it all at once, right? So, like, I'm doing the thing right now. I just put this sheet mask on, and then I took the excess, right, from inside the thing.
Yeah, on the
rub
neck.
It all over my, rub all over my body, right?
Yeah.
Now, you know, it's a real thrill. Some people do. Like, with the Dennis Gross peel pads, like this, like, calls to me. Are you ready? Use half of, like, the thing, like, sniff it, and, like, immediately get it into, like, you know, a Ziploc or something.
What?
Like, they decide they don't need the entire towel of product for a single application.
Oh.
Actually, I wouldn't suggest that with the Dennis Gross, because he's like, use it till it's dry.
Yeah, that doesn't seem wise.
But like anything like that, like anything that's in a jar that is circular pads going down, that's soaked in product.
Mm-hmm.
You could probably take a knife through that and have a bunch of half circles that you use.
Mm-hmm.
And you get double. See what I'm saying? I find that a goddamn thrill.
I think so. I gotta get a sheet mask on here. Something's up. I didn't. I will say again, I know I've said it on Poog 4,000 times, but today I actually gasped. I had a zit that was forming under the skin.
It's always subterranean.
Uh-oh, last night. I was so tired. What?
You never catch it late. You always catch it subterranean.
I got subterranean. Yeah. I take out my zip. I was so tired. I zipped it.
Disgusting term.
I woke up and it's half.
Wow.
It's half as.
Where's my zip?
So I just continue to praise the zip for the acne work.
Tired of hangovers stealing your precious time? Say bye-bye to regret and hello to prevention with Akalo wearable vitamin patches.
Made in the USA with pharmaceutical grade materials, these patches are your secret weapon to stopping hangovers before they start. This is the first time they've run a promo like this.
For a limited time, first-time buyers get 50% off.
Don't lose another moment to a hangover.
Go to akalo.co and enter POOG50 to get yours today.
That's akalo.co, code POOG50. Cheers to a hangover-free life.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Presented by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Glancing to the left, I see my Nivea hand cream. I see my copy of Pima Chodron, When Things Fall Apart, which is the only text that we ever need to live and survive. And I'll just say
I know,
that again.
I know you love Pima. I was pushing Carolyn Mace on you again. Blown away.
Yeah.
Continue to be blown away. Get the audio and have your life changed. I'm like, she remains my number one, I think, teacher.
Which book should we start with?
You know, it's so hard because it's just too hard. So that's where I have to let go and say, like, choose the one that calls to you. Like, that's all I can kind of say.
Okay. But what for you, what was the one that was?
I was hooked because I heard her on a podcast and she was talking about Teresa of Avila and
who the hell is that? Some saint?
Yeah. And Teresa Avila wrote a book called The Interior Castle. And she wrote it, I think it was called, I always forget because.
And she's a saint?
Yeah, Saint Teresa. She's one of the Teresas. And she, you may have seen the painting, The Ecstasy of Teresa. Okay. So this book she wrote, it was like for her nuns in her order. And they asked her to write it. And, or I forget, but basically she spends like a lot of it like in the beginning, almost like talking about like how wretched and unworthy she is, okay, to like write spiritual instruction for anybody else. Mm-hmm. But like part of it's like genius. And part of it's like, cause the, like the men, the priests, whatever, like they were like very whatever about her, you know what I mean? So she had to like bury it under, I might have this slightly wrong, but is the gist. And so she takes you through the seven mansions of the interior castle. Okay. It's a journey, Teresa, right? Through the seven mansions of the soul. Okay. Hmm. And it's like in the first mansion, you confront humility and humiliation. Okay.
Don't threaten like, me with a good time.
Okay. So as you go through, you get closer and closer to, you know, the center, you know, of your soul, whatever. And it's very like, you know, in the first mansion, like your reptiles are there, like Teresa calls them your reptiles. It's like, you know, these shit you deal with or whatever. It's like, it takes you through. It's absolutely amazing. And then Carolyn Mace has a book and an audio sort of studying this and her version of taking you through. And she takes you into these rooms and you go fucking deep.
Well,
like you sit there and look at like how chaos rules your life.
That's
like
sounds fun.
It's like where, you know, it's like the other one, like fear of humiliation, like whatever, like all this kind of stuff. And go in and you go into this and you sit there and you like talk to your soul. It's you'll be on your knees. You'll be on your knees.
That's all I'm interested in doing. When I go back, also, I have to get a Jungian therapist. Okay.
Me too.
I went on like the Jungian therapist like website or whatever.
Me too. Like the center in Los Angeles.
Really? I went a while ago because you have to apply.
Yeah. And I'm
yeah,
like,
you apply.
Scared. Like,
I got to go back in there. I got to go back in
they
there.
They need to be right. They need to be
it
right.
It takes a long time too. Apparently like you apply and it's like, you might not hear back for like 6 months.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's like one of those initiatory things you have tough. To ask three times before they like, have to keep coming. They turn yeah, you away.
Yeah. I believe it. I need that. I can't believe, how much I need that. Yeah.
I'm like sending messages again to like Carolyn Mace trying to like get her to come to my show.
Oh my God. Didn't she? But she's, you're in contact with her, right?
Lightly. Still removed and I don't want to scare her off.
I understand.
Oh, right. Carolyn Mace's book is Entering the Castle that works with Teresa's The Interior Castle.
Ooh.
I mean, if you're not sold by what I just said.
No, I.
If you're not looking to go, I don't mean you. I mean like
yeah,
everyone.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
If you're not dying to go through the labyrinth castle? Of your soul? Are you fucking kidding?
I know. We're going to go. I can't fucking believe how labyrinthine. We're going to fuck.
I know.
You how and I on the trip. It goes straight to the trip.
The journey
it goes,
we will take.
It's us, Sedona, somewhere. Again, is it mountains? Is it beach? Is it rocks?
There's something about it being Sedona that I'm kind of
just
like,
double down and do Sedona.
Even though, yes, we would go 13 hours to wherever. There is something about like, Sedona.
The hour and a half flight that rules. Yeah.
Yeah, that fucking rules and becomes like, it's pretty close. Okay.
It's pretty close. And of course, you know what I'm doing.
So then
when
we
I'm
get
in
to
my
return.
Mind, I'm going, us going to Sedona, hour and a half flight from Los Angeles. I'm like, oh, so now I'm basically creating a new place in my life where I can go.
Right. That's what I mean.
I want to learn about Sedona.
Right. And.
Yeah. Okay. Should we just lock Sedona in right now?
Let's lock Sedona in. Okay. Okay.
Never made that sound in my life. Yeah.
Us, the desert.
That was shocking. That was like a, that sound. That was like really, that came
well, something
from
something new but, came through, I guess.
Yeah. Something new came through. I think Sedona could be huge. And yeah, rocks and
by the way, you
praying at dawn.
Yes. You trying to hide the like, okay. So remember it was like, you know, you're not going to like check in daily to make sure I'm still interested in going or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're not going to like obsess, like whatever, like
not going to scare
like
her off.
Still did it. Yeah. You still did it, but yeah, tried to hide it under like information. Like you're like, I almost want to look. No, I can't find it. It was like, It's like, you know, these texts, like, the trip's going to be huge. Like, I mean, specifically, like, I'm just, like, I can't explain it. Like, it was like, but I loved it. And the extent to how easily I can picture glancing over to you while we're both on horses.
Oh my God. Gentle fear of being thrown from the horse. I'm just going to say now. Gentle fear of being bucked. They don't put you on the ones that buck, though. That's the thing. They're putting you on the ones that have, like, received the injection to, like, never buck or whatever.
No, they don't fuck around, okay? Now, the only thing I'll say
is, technically,
if that horse sees a rattler, okay? Even
did you hear what I just said? I just said got spooked by a snake, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Full body cast, and what a fucking nightmare.
I think they're probably even trained for that. I don't know. We're probably not, like, on our first trip to Sedona, we're probably not going to get, like, into the deep cuts, kind of like ranches. We're probably going to be at Disneyland.
Exactly, the Disneyland one. I just had the most fucked up image that I shouldn't even say, which is, like, the horse starts to get spooked mid buck, they just shoot it dead.
That's how they, like, handle it at the Disneyland ranch?
Yeah. Like, the most fucked up thing. Yeah. If your horse goes, oh, and the horse starts to move in a way, they go, oh, she's about to get bucked. They just shoot it between the eyes instantly, and you go, ooh.
Well, it'd be like, and then they prepare you, like, you will not get bucked, but you might feel the life of a horse fall beneath onto you drain.
Yeah, be extinguished too soon. Yeah.
And it's like, you know, that reminds me of my previous landlord or like apartment manager or whatever at my previous Los Angeles apartment. He was like, there was like an earthquake. I was like pretty freaked out by the sensation, and a crack appeared in the tile in the courtyard after the earthquake and whatever. And I started looking up earthquake stuff in LA and saw all these like flattened buildings that looked exactly like the same construction of my building. You know what I mean? Like same materials. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And they also had paused for COVID, the whatever it's called, where they shore up, like they legally have to shore up all the buildings generally. Yeah, and like that was paused, like it was meant to happen that year. And so I was like, I don't know, I might have to get out of here. And I was up on the second floor, and he's like, you're on the second floor. Like, if it collapses underneath you, just ride it down.
And
just
with
ride
that,
it down. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Just arms in the air. Woo! Yeah.
Woo! There it is again.
There it is again. Okay, shit. I literally have to go because I'm getting the massage from the wild, amazing healer.
Oh, right.
I'm so excited.
Wait, New York based.
Not Lorenzo. Yeah, this woman.
So I can get it when I'm there.
She's amazing. Yes, you can get it when you're here. She's incredible. She's the one who told me I was holding on to something for dear life in my hips.
Oh, right. Right. Oh, by the way, speaking of, I sent you the post, but I posted something about, or I sent you a thing about urinary urgency and the inability to live in the unknown.
Holy shit.
There it is. There it is.
I've actually haven't had as much urgency, but that feels
I don't even
like
know a, if that was a thing for you, but.
That's classic if you're nervous, like ping pong. It feels normal.
Yeah.
Okay. Love you.
Love you.
Sedona.
That was Poog. If you enjoyed Poog, please subscribe, rate, and review. If not, we will press charges.
Tired of hangovers stealing your precious time? Say bye-bye to regret and hello to prevention with Akalo wearable vitamin patches.
Made in the USA with pharmaceutical-grade materials, these patches are your secret weapon to stopping hangovers before they start. This is the first time they've run a promo like this.
For a limited time, first-time buyers get 50% off.
Don't lose another moment to a hangover.
Go to akalo.co and enter POOG50 to get yours today.
That's akalo.co, code POOG50. Cheers to a hangover-free life.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.